Welcome, hockey fans, to a special edition, playoff edition of This Week in Wisconsin Prep Hockey. Tonight, we will be previewing sections 5, 6, 7, and 8 on the boys' side, and our expert panel tonight includes the lovely Michael Trzynski, Del Scanlon, and Bill Berg Jr., and your host, Bill Berg, Old Man Sr. We're going to start.
I can't believe you called Trasher lovely.
Do you dispute that, or are you just surprised? I've
always said that Michael has a face made for radio and a voice made for print.
There you go. You absolutely nailed it. So I was kind of shocked, too, but thank you, Bill.
My pleasure. Anyway, let's start with Section 5, because I think we did 1 through 4 on Monday night. Who has thoughts on Section 5?
Well, Section 5, giving a rundown quick. Appleton United, the top seed, will play the winner of Ashwaubenon and Wapaka. The second seed, Nina Hortonville-Menasha, will play the winner of Oshkosh and Green Bay. Third-seeded Bayport will face Fox Cities, and the fourth-seeded Notre Dame Academy Tritons will take on fifth-seeded De Pere. This is a deep section. I think most people would say that four teams can probably come out of this section. I wouldn't sleep on De Pere. They beat Notre Dame earlier in the season. They didn't have much luck against some of the other teams higher up against them in the sectional, but they did get that win against Notre Dame earlier in the year, which snapped a five-year streak of Notre Dame not losing to an unranked team. So that's a good win for them. Appleton United has been in the top three or four most of the year at number one, just those two losses to the two Fond du Lac teams. Thankfully for Appleton United, Fond du Lac is in a different sectional, so they can go back to doing what they've done for the rest of the year, you know, hopefully for them.
Yeah, we were looking, well, maybe, I was hoping for a preview of this section in the Badgerland tournament. All things were pointing towards a Appleton United versus Nina Hortonville-Menasha, you know, championship game in that tournament. Nina Hortonville-Menasha started their season losing to Appleton 6-1 and have not lost since. They have in there a tie against Madison Edgewood, but their only loss of the year was that very first game against Appleton United. They put together a very nice season. They get some good scoring. They put up a lot of points. Alec Elkin, Carter Grishaber, Jack Krause, Tyler Halfman. I mean, they get a lot of points. Elkin and Grishaber each, you know, have over 45 points on the season. So they're a high scoring team, pretty balanced team. Those top two guys, you know, are good, solid players, but, you know, nobody really stands out on the team. They play good defense, and they really move the puck and work well offensively.
This section has been dominated in the past by Notre Dame. They made it to state 4 years in a row between 2011-2014, including a championship in 2012. They've been to state five times. Appleton United was last year's Section 5 contender or team that made it to state. They've been to Madison twice. The other ones that we had mentioned, Nina, Bayport, and De Pere, have not been to state. Using the infamous Trasher star system, I'm giving a star to Appleton United and Nina, and dark horses to Bayport, Notre Dame, and De Pere. Appleton United has been tough all year. they've had a glitch here and there. Nina has been the same. So I'm thinking realistically it probably comes down to those two for the sectional final game, which will be played at Cornerstone.
Well, I wouldn't be overlooking Notre Dame. They've not had a season quite up to their lofty standards, but outside of the loss to DePere, I mean, the losses on their schedule are against either the best teams in Wisconsin or best teams in Minnesota or Michigan. Last year Notre Dame was a little bit higher scoring team, and we kind of expected them to get to the state tournament last year, but Appleton United arrived a year ahead of schedule. Let's say Appleton United had a very young team last year. That's why we weren't at all surprised to see them doing what they're doing this year. As good as they were last year, I don't think they lost anybody of consequence. They have Trenton Bliss, one of the top forwards in the state. He's got 46 points. Matthew Gruber, who decided to stay in Appleton and not, go to Notre Dame, he's right behind him with 38 points. A high-scoring team, Appleton United is. Notre Dame doesn't quite have the scoring punch that United does and that Notre Dame used to have. But they're still a solid defensive team, a solid fundamental team. And in a one-game playoff, I would not overlook them.
Well, gentlemen, I think that looking at this here, when I'm going to actually choose Nina to come out of here and represent Sectional 5 at state.
Just Nina, or can they bring along Hortonville and Menasha with them?
Yes, they can bring along the other two schools with them.
Well, we actually made, way back in our first podcast, we all made preseason predictions on the boys' side and the girls' side. And I've got them in my email somewhere, but mine was Appleton, and it would be hypocritical of me not to pick them now. They were my preseason pick. They returned an awesome team. I was, a little disappointed with their loss against Fond du Lac Springs and then their loss in the Badgerland tournament to Fond du Lac. And even their 4-3 win over a good Waupun team. I expected more of Appleton being the number one team in the state at the time, but they're still my pick to actually go the whole way.
Well, since we're doing the predictions, I'm going to go... I think I'm going to go with Nina Hortonville Menasha. And it's hard to say that because you're generally used to hearing Nina Menasha. Nina Menasha, they go together like peas and carrots. It's kind of odd sticking Hortonville in between them because, well, it's not in between them in reality, like on a map. But anyway, Nina Hortonville Menasha, that will be my pick to represent Section 5.
I guess that leaves me. I am going to pick Appleton United, simply because I wanted there to be two of each of us picking one of the teams. So, Trasher takes Appleton United along with Junior. Dell and Bill will take Nina and Hortonville and Menasha.
You mentioned Nina being a very balanced team. Bayport has 6 players with more than 20 points and 0 players with more than 30 points. That's not something you see every day. You look at their schedule, they have a lot of games where they've scored 5 goals, 6 goals, 7 goals, where they really pile on the points. Their typical game is like a 4-goal scoring game. You'd expect players to have more points. The fact that they get scoring from that many different guys is a good sign for them because it means you can't just focus on shutting down that one line. But I'm still taking Appleton.
Alrighty then. Let's move on. Section 6. What do we got there, Bill?
The top seed Middleton Cardinals will face the winner of Monona Grove and Oregon. The second seed Madison Edgewood Crusaders will take on the winner of Madison West and DeForest. Third seed Wanakee will take on the winner of Madison Memorial and McFarland. And the fourth seed Verona will take on the winner of Sun Prairie and the Madison Eastside Lakers.
Middleton has pretty much owned this area this season. I mean, Middleton was spent a lot of time up at our number one spot, and then all of a sudden they lose three games in 1 week. Part of that having to do with Madison Edgewood getting their goalie back. But those two look like the top, and for some reason Wanakee has been overlooked most of the season in the voting in our top ten, and then they've quietly put together a very good season, a very high scoring Wanakee team out there led by, you know, Jacob Thousand, who hasn't quietly been scoring, but I mean right behind him is the talented Mr. Ripley with 77 points, only 9 fewer than Thousand. And yeah, Parker Elvey, that must be a line together. He's got 55. I mean, that's a lot of points on your top line.
Well, one of the problems for Wanakee, and you saw it in their 7-2 loss to Waupun, is that, and even their game against on Alaska where they won 9-7. They can give up a lot of goals, and part of the problem for the Warriors is that they're fourth in the state in terms of penalty minutes on the bad side. They've taken 348 minutes worth of penalties this year. Only Milton, Green Bay United, and Waupun have more penalty minutes. And
how's their penalty killing?
Does it even matter when you're in the box that often? When you're in the box that often, I'm not sure your penalty kill all, you know, really matters. Their PK is 79.4%. So, you know, about 80%, they kill about 4 out of 5, but with that many penalties, you're looking at like 2 power play goals against a game.
And that's not really a good penalty killing percent.
I mean, I like Wanakee there. You are right. They have an amazing offense, but when it comes to the postseason like this, you can't go to the box that much, especially if you're playing a team like Middleton that has been playing, you know, top flight competition all year, and having a season like that where they're strong and deep, you can't go to the box against them and you can't give them free opportunities. And so I think Wanakee is a dark horse in the sectional, but if they want to do it, they have to stay out of the penalty box.
Yeah, and it's not, I mean, looking here, it's not just one or two guys. I mean, they've got a handful of guys with, you know, 11 or 10, 11 or more penalties. That's, yeah. Settle down, boys.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Section 6. The sectional final will be held at the relatively brand new Sun Prairie Ice Arena, which has seen a lot of action here, and I guess it's gotten rave reviews. I haven't been there. I believe Dell and MJ have been there. I have 3 stars in this one. I have Middleton, Madison, Edgewood, and Wanakee, mostly due to the fact that Middleton has been, they've struggled, not so much as of late, but they had that 3-game stretch, and I mean, we don't know everything that goes on. There could have been injuries, there could have been a few other things, so it's hard to say, but that sort of, in my mind, brought them back to the pack a little bit. Instead of being a clear-cut favorite, I think they're kind of co-favorites. And I'll also give Dark Horse designations to Verona, Sun Prairie, and Madison Memorial. There's a lot of state tournament experience here. Middleton has been to state 3 times, including a runner-up finish in 2011. Edgewood has been there 4 times, although the last trip for them was 2012. Verona, six times, including 3 years in a row where they won a championship and took second. Sun Prairie's been five times, the last time in 2004, and of course Madison Memorial, I believe second in appearances with 30 and eight titles to Superior. They were at the tournament last year. So definitely a lot of experience here. How much it's going to mean to a couple of the teams, I don't know. But I'm thinking that somewhere between Middleton, Edgewood, and Wanakee, Wanakee might have a chance to make their first trip. It's going to be a good dogfight, I think, guys.
Well, Middleton and Verona play their second game of their conference schedule here coming up Thursday, and I think that one will tell us a lot about how the top half of the bracket is going to go. Middleton won 3-1 in their first meeting, and you know they'll meet again on on Thursday, and I think that game is going to be an important test for Verona to see whether or not they'll be able to do it. Sort of like Anago and Wausau West, Middleton and Verona don't have the same kind of baggage that Anago had going into their game against Wausau West, but I think it'll be a good confidence builder for Verona if they can play well on Thursday up ahead of the tournament.
Del, what do you think about those teams from your neck of the woods?
Well, you guys had talked about Middleton. They had started the season out 15-0, and then they lost a heartbreaker to Janesville, 1-0 loss there where I think it was Bostet, the goalie for Janesville, made 39 saves in that game, and Middleton outshot Janesville that night 39-23, but Janesville was able to slip the one by for that one goal win. The next game they lost to Sun Prairie, and I mean it was a 5-3 loss, and then of course the 2-1 loss to Edgewood. Since then they put together a 4-game winning streak getting ready to go here into the playoffs. And you know, it's one of those things that if they start playing and are back on the roll they were at the beginning of the season, they're going to be hard to beat in the sectional. But as Bergler pointed out, Edgewood's goalie's back, and they've been playing a heck of a lot better lately. So it's interesting. The biggest thing with Wanakee is they play in the Badger North, and, you know, I know a lot of the teams in the Badger North because my kids played for RWD in that conference, and unfortunately it's a weaker conference, and you just wonder if Wanakee has faced enough challenge as a team, you know, to be ready for, you know, what they're going to be facing during this time of the season, especially when it comes to spending the time in the sin bin, which, you know, Junior pointed out perfectly. You can't afford to do that against this caliber of teams and expect to move on. And with all that said, I think I'm going to go with the number one seed, Middleton, to represent at state.
I believe I will be with you, my friend. Trasher will choose Middleton as well. Junior and Senior, what say you?
Well, you know me. I'm always a sucker for a good goalie. I tend to lean on them a little bit much, and I'm going to put my faith in Tommy Mose from Madison Edgewood.
In fact, so am I. In the 13 games since he came back from his injury, he's allowed 12 goals. He's got a 0.9 goals against average, a 9.57 save percentage, and he's got 6 shutouts in the 13 games since he came back. Now, I know not all those were top-flight opponents, but there were some very good opponents in there, including, you know, the 2-1 win over Middleton. I'm going with Edgewood. And Dell talked about how Wanakee plays in the Badger North, which is not always the strongest conference. They've played a couple games against ranked or near-ranked teams this year. They played Waupun, they lost 7-2. They played Onalaska, they won 9-7. They played Waukesha, they lost 3-2. The fewest goals they've given up against one of those, and they played Middleton, they lost 6-3. So in three of their four games against ranked teams, they've given up a minimum of 6 goals. That's not to say they're not a great team. They're a great offensive team, but I don't know that they're going to be able to keep the puck out of the net enough to come out of it, especially with...
Are you calling them the Teresa Knutsen on Alaska team?
Where they can score a lot, but they have problems keeping the puck out of the net?
Yeah.
I think I am. I pointed out that on Alaska team on our recording last night. And, yeah, I think that just against the top-flight competition, Wanacki can score a lot of goals, but they have problems stopping teams from scoring on them, and I don't think that really works once you get into the playoffs.
Is that everybody? Would we have 2 Middletons and 2 Edgewoods?
That is correct. We have everybody. We can now move on to sectional 7.
All right. Who is in section 7? Tell us now, Pat.
I will once the site starts cooperating with me. These pop-up windows keep appearing and taking me to other sections of the site that I don't want. Section 7, top seed Waukesha plays the winner of Stoughton and Beloit. Second seeded Marquette plays the winner of Greendale and Milton. Third seed Janesville plays the winner of KMMO and Monroe. And fourth seeded Kenosha plays fifth seeded Whitefish Bay and Nicolet Shorewood, the WNS Storm. And the reason I know how many penalty minutes Wanacki has is because I was actually inputting some stats for Monroe. Their coach, Josh Smith, sends us all their score sheets. And, you know, Monroe, the 11th seed in the section, they've had a tough season. I believe they're sitting on 1 win right now. And I looked just to see, you know, how they're doing because I entered their score sheets and I wasn't entering very many penalties. And I saw that despite the fact they've only got 1 win, they're sitting at 8th in the state in terms of fewest penalty minutes. So I had a little chat with Coach Smith about how he manages to do that because, as you know, high school kids
get frustrated
when they're not winning. And he just said that, you know, he's got a good group of kids and he does not take stupid penalties from his players. And if they take stupid penalties, they sit. He said that, you know, they sat their best forward for a period just a week ago because he took a stupid penalty that he shouldn't take. He does not accept any of that from them. And it shows, 11th seeded Monroe, 1 win on the year, and they're 8th in the state in terms of fewest penalty minutes, whereas 10th seeded Milton in the same bracket is either 1st or 2nd in the state in terms of most penalty minutes. So, you know, good job for Monroe there.
Are they finishing that game with Laugh-A-Lot soon?
Yes, they are. I believe they're playing that one this week.
Okay.
They were delayed after the first period because the Zamboni exploded all over the ice.
And they are picking up where they left off or starting over?
I believe they are picking up where they left off.
Because I believe Monroe had a lead.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
In this one, Waukesha is the only team that has... Well, I shouldn't say that. Kenosha actually got some top 10 votes very early in the season, but they fell off pretty quickly. And since then, Waukesha has been sitting around the 8-9-10 spot pretty much all year. They're the only team in this sectional, really, that other than that blip from Kenosha at the start of the year that's really sniffed the rankings. Janesville's had a couple of really nice wins that their goalie has stolen for them, which is something we always like to see and something that always matters when it comes to playoff time. A good goalie and a hot goalie can win you games during the playoffs. We've seen that before with lower-seeded teams that end up in the state tournament because of that. So I wouldn't write off Janesville. Obviously, a 3-seed, you wouldn't want to write them off anyway. Marquette, I literally know nothing about. After the Joe Laredo years, there was a couple down years in Marquette. So I, as far as 2-seeds go, I probably know less about them than any 2-seed in the state.
Junior, I was just kind of looking at that Marquette because I was thinking, you know, they're sitting there as the number 2 seed and really hadn't heard too much about them this year. And so I wanted to kind of go look and see what their record was and everything. And first thing I noticed was, you know, they lost like their first six games of the season. And then they won a couple, come up with a tie, and then lost another one. They really haven't had what looked like a big win to me, you know, that jumps out at me. They did beat DePeer, but then they beat Janesville 5-4, a tight game, but they've lost to USM and, you know, 5-1 the last time they played them, lost 5-3 to Bayport. And then, so I said, well, you know, we've seen that new My Hockey rankings this year, so it's easy enough for me to jump over there. And I wanted to see where they had them ranked in that, and they actually have them sitting at number 34 right now there.
Well, I mean,
so
if you look at their schedule, it's not hard to see why Marquette is number 2 in this section, because, you know, while they haven't had much success outside the section, they've been fantastic in the section. They've beaten, I think, just about everybody in the section. It doesn't look like they played Waukesha this year, but otherwise they've beaten pretty much everybody in the section. They've got win against KMMO, against Whitefish Bay, against Kenosha, against Beloit. So, you know, they've had a good year in the section. Outside the section, you know, not a lot of success, but.
Yeah, they did play Waukesha on December 11th.
Oh, I see.
That was their sixth game that they had lost in a row, and that was a 6-0 deficit to Waukesha.
And Waukesha, I mean, they had a couple down years, but they always seem to have a good goalie. And this year it looks like they've actually got two good goalies, both Spano and Larson have good save percentages. They've got a big-time scorer in Ian Malcolmson. They've got a very good defenseman in Jacob Berry. So, and what looks like probably, you know, Zed Dietrich's little brother in Josiah. So, you know, they're a team to watch, and obviously they're a one seed. But they, you know, they're a good team. They've been ranked all year. I think if they do come out of this sectional, I think they could make some noise down in Madison and surprise a couple teams if they're not careful.
Yeah, looking at, as Dell was talking about Marquette, you know, I don't know if you can call it balanced scoring, because their leading scorer only has 12 more points than, like, their 10th leading scorer. But we're talking 20 and 8. When your top scorer has, you know, 9 goals and 11 assists through 21 games, that's not a really balanced scoring. It's balanced non-scoring. There's a couple teams like that. Well, Janesville's got a couple of guys that actually score points. The two Tylers, Perkins and Coolis, will both put up some points. But yeah, Marquette, you know, they have a hard time putting the puck in the net.
In Waukesha, they've got a win over Bayport, a tie against Anago, a tie against University School, big win over Wisconsin Rapids to open the season. But that's really it for their schedule this year against, you know, ranked teams. So, I mean, they've played most of the teams down in the Milwaukee area, but, you know, other than that trip up to Anago and a trip up to Green Bay, they haven't really traveled much. So they're sort of, you know, even though they're, you know, I think 9th in the state right now, and they're the number one seed, they're still kind of an unknown quantity to most of the state.
Junior, back to Janesville a little bit. You're talking about, you know, their goalie. Well, Jack Bosted, I just happened to see that Janesville had lost to Waukesha in the time they played them this year, 1-0, and it was an overtime game. And it actually was with 53 seconds remaining in overtime that Waukesha scored. And the biggest thing that jumps out at you here is Janesville just wasn't able to get shots on goal. They had put a total of 9 shots on goal during that game compared to 24, you know, for Waukesha. It says that Adam Spanel had 9 saves for Waukesha, but, you know, so it's one of those things that in almost 59 minutes, Janesville only managed to put 9 shots on the board. So, I mean, Janesville shows that their goalie is there and he's able to steal a game here and there, and that could be big if he's hot during the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm just looking at his stats for the year. I mean, his overall save percentage is under 90, and he is your typical hot or cold goalie. There have been games, yes, where, you know, against Middleton, where he stopped, you know, 39 shots and got the shutout, and then, you know, a couple days later he gives up 3 on 25 shots to Madison West. You know, he's either hot or he's not. For Janesville, they'd best hope he gets hot starting next week.
Yeah, and for, you know, Waukesha, the top seed, their goalies have been splitting time this year. Spano has played 13 games, and Larson has played 9. Spano's got a 174 goals against and a 924 save percentage. Larson's got 130 goals against and a 938 save percentage. So it looks like either one of those guys, I mean, Spano's gotten 4 more games, so he's probably their starter here in the playoffs, but they're both strong goaltenders for what they've done this year. Spano is a senior, and Larson is a freshman.
Yeah, I think it was Spano that was in that, excuse me, when they played up here in Antigo. Yeah, and he had a very solid game. And that one, Antigo put 41 shots on him, and he only gave up the 2 goals.
So who you got?
Me? I'll take the easy route and go with the headliner, Waukesha.
Michael, he is going to take the team that has been to state the most times of the top 6 teams in this sectional, and that would be Janesville. I'm going to take their dark horse designation and change it to a star, along with Waukesha's, and I'm picking Janesville. I think John Mauerman's got it in him to sneak a couple of victories out of this section and get them down to Madison again, guys.
Boy, MJ misses last night and somebody picks his Rock County Fury, and he misses tonight and you pick his Bluebirds.
Yeah, he better stay away more often.
Well, I'm going to end up agreeing with Burglar and go with the number 1 seed out of here. I think Waukesha's just got enough to stop enough shots coming in and limit what shots are being put on them.
I think the winner, I'm gonna pick Waukesha because we have to pick somebody. But the winner to me will either be Waukesha or Kenosha, the 4 seed. The top half of the bracket, I believe, will beat the bottom half of the bracket. So if it's not Waukesha, it's going to be Kenosha.
The Thunder.
Yes. And I think that takes us to Section 8.
Clinger section.
Top seed University School will face the winner of Fondy Springs and Sheboygan. Second seed Waupun will face the winner of Cedarburg and Germantown. Third seed Fond du Lac will face the winner of Homestead and Beaver Dam. And fourth seed Arrowhead will face the winner of Brookfield Catholic Memorial and Grafton.
All right, let's run down what Section 8 has done in the past as far as state tournament appearances, and then I'll let you guys get in depth. USM has been to state 9 times, including 2 championships in 06 and 2010. Waupun has been down there 4 times. The last trip was 1990. I think 3 years in a row when the state tournament first started back in the early 70s, and it's been 26 years. They have a nice team this year. Fond du Lac, or as Bergler would say, Fond du Lac, has made 13 trips to Madtown. Their last trip was 2013. They have a 2007 championship, and Arrowhead has been there twice, including a 2009 championship. So this section, the top 4 teams have a lot of state tournament experience, so that's not going to be a selling point, so to speak, for one team over another. They've all been there, although Waupun hasn't been lately. So that's not going to be enough probably to give one team the nod over another one. They've all have a lot of experience, so that shouldn't be a factor.
Well, I mean, the school may have experience, but how many of these players were actually, obviously nobody from Waupun was even born yet last time they went. Arrowhead, nobody playing on Arrowhead now has been there. But anyway, I put stars by, you know, university school, Arrowhead, Fond du Lac, and Waupun, you know, stealing the trasher system, which anybody can use because he has not copyrighted nor patented it.
That's correct, but I have my lawyers working on it as we speak, so that might not be true by the end of the night.
Well, the top seed university school is undefeated in the section. Their losses this year are to highly ranked number 1 seed Middleton from Section 6, Wausau West, the number 1 seed from Section 3 and the number 1 overall team in the state, Madison Edgewood, the 2 seed from Section 6, Appleton United, the 1 seed from Section 5, and KMMO, the 6 seed from Section 7. So that one's a little surprising. They've also got a tie on their record to Cedarburg, the 7 seed in this section, and a tie on their record with Waukesha, the 1 seed in Section 7. So USM, for the most part, they've beaten all the teams they're supposed to beat, except for that loss to KMMO. That one's a little surprising, 2-1, and that was just back here on Saturday. And then their tie with Cedarburg, that was 2-2. And I think they went into a shootout because that was part of the Admiral Cup tournament. But, you know, that one was a tie. And I think part of the reason for that is because university school, I don't want to say they're boring, but they're the Wisconsin Badger basketball team of hockey. They're a strong, fundamental defensive team, and when you make mistakes, they'll score on you. Logan Geisness and Nick Epperson are good forwards, but for the most part, USM is a low-scoring, grind-it-out, keep-the-other-team-out-of-the-net type of team. And when you're that kind of team, you're going to run into a game where you lose a low-scoring game like they did 2-1 against KMMO, or a tie against a 7 seed like a Cedarburg. That kind of thing's going to happen every now and then. But then your schedule is going to be filled with, you know, a 3-2 win over Mosinee, a 3-1 win over Arrowhead, a 5-1 win over Marquette, you know, a 4-0 win over Monona Grove. You see a lot of opponents come in and play USM and score 1 goal, no goals, 2 goals. You don't see too many scoring more than that. And that kind of defense is what gets them into the state tournament as often as they get there. And I don't think, other than Waupun, I don't think anybody has the punch in this section to get by them. That said, Waupun with Brady Beekman has one of the best forwards and best first lines in the state. So if anybody in the section can do it, I think it's them. You look at the section and you see that nobody's really beaten up on each other. And you could say, you know, Trasher's star system, you could probably star down seven teams deep and get down to Matt McCoy's Cedarburg team, you know, last year's Kirk Dobbins Spec Award winner, and say that they've got a fair shot. But just the way USM plays defense, I don't think anybody other than Waupun can stand against them in the sectional this year.
Well, Trasher's star system actually only put one star in the sectional, and that's with USM. I call Waupun, Fondy, and Arrowhead all dark horses. Not to say, as we put the disclaimer on it, that it can't happen, but I think right now USM, that would be my selection.
Well, the way I have five different tabs open here with the records, you know, of the top five seeds, because I figured that's about as deep as I would go on this section. And outside of University School and Fond du Lac have played by far the toughest schedules of any of the teams in this section. They're the only ones that have gone out and played, like, you know, the top team from the other sections, you know, top 10 type teams. And, you know, so I'm limiting, because when it comes to playoff time, you know, teams that have played the harder teams know how to kick it up a notch. So I'm limiting my choices to University School and Fond du Lac. And after seeing Fond du Lac kick it up a notch last weekend in their conference tournament, I'm thinking, you know, what Bill said about University School, you know, good defense grinded out, that's Fond du Lac also. I can see this coming down to University School versus Fond du Lac for the sectional championship, and I can see this being a 2-1 game. And while I'm at it, I can also see, you know, Kalen Dinney scoring that second goal, you know, that sends Fond du Lac back down to Madison.
If we had to make predictions about this one before the Badgerland tournament, I would have picked Waupun without reservation. At that point, you know, they would have had a four to three loss against the number one team in the state in Appleton United at the time, a 2-0 loss against a very good Nina Hortonville Menasha team, and then no losses going way back till the start of the season. I would have picked Waupun without reservation, but then in the Badgerland tournament, they got thumped by Nina Hortonville Menasha 6-1. And then by Appleton United 5-1, sort of erasing the goodwill they had built up for me in the earlier part of the season with their strong showings against those two teams. And I think part of the reason is, you know, Bergler and I were talking about it. Waupun's got a short roster, and when you get down to this point of the season, lots of teams are two line teams, but I think Waupun is pretty strictly a two-line team. And, you know, Bergler sent me some stats on it. And if you look at Waupun's goals for and goals against by period, in the first period, they're blowing their competition away. And in the third period, they're limping along. I think they're just getting worn down. There's just not enough guys there in Waupun to push them through.
Well, in this here one, in my pick, I'm going to actually pick USM and their new head coach, Jason Woods, to make the trip to the state.
Nobody's going to give Arrowhead a shot?
Oh, we're going to hear from Jeff Rashawn again.
Do you want to?
Well, I mean, they've had a good season. You know, they lost 3-2 to Fond du Lac, so they were right there with them. 3-1 against University School, 4-3 against Waupun. So they were right there with the teams that were ranked ahead of them in the sectional. And they do, you know, something that I like. I actually traded an email with Jeff Rashawn and Bergler about this today, but Jeff Rashawn ran a little experiment. He always does video verification of all the goals on their score sheet to see, you know, how accurate the score sheet actually is. And, you know, he's discovered, surprising nobody, that the second assist is not super accurate on the official score sheet pretty much across the state. If the games that they've played across the state are to be, you know, taken as a relative sample. So I like Arrowhead because, one, they have a statistician who cares. We like Jeff Rashawn. He does the stack rankings. Two, they're a good team. You know, they can, I mean, they outshot University School 35-20 in that 3-1 loss to USM, so I wouldn't, you know, go ahead and just, you know, discount Arrowhead. At worst, they can be a dark horse. They don't have, they've got some good scores, but they don't have a premier scorer. Jonathan Dowry has 38 points. Jackson Carr has 32. Jack Shinthog has 31. So they have a very potent first line. After that, it falls off pretty dramatically down to a second line with 13, 12, and 9 points. So their first line, if they can get going against a good team like that, I think they can take it. I think I just talked myself into it. I'm taking 4th seed Arrowhead.
Alrighty. Arrowhead it is. Jeff will be happy.
And who did you take, Trasher?
Trasher took USM.
Trasher and Dell took USM. Nobody took Waupun. I got Fond du Lac. Bill's got Arrowhead. Okay, remember, these predictions are not to be used for betting purposes. It's for entertainment only.
They are non-binding.
Also, I can change my mind tomorrow.
Also, I'm pretty sure Trasher picked the 1 seed in every bracket.
Nope, I took number 3, Janesville.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, the MJ pity pick.
Yeah.
He's not here.
But I think, let's see, just looking back, on the boys' side, I took, well, that doesn't matter, I'll figure it out.
All right.
So that's all 12 sectionals. We did boys 1 through 4 on Monday, girls 1 through 4 on Tuesday, and now boys 5 through 8 on Wednesday. Is it Wednesday already?
It is. And remember, once again, if you disagree with us or just think we're idiots, send all your emails to trasher@wisconsinprephockey.net.
And for $2.95 plus shipping and handling, I will send scanned copies of my notes so you can amaze and amuse your friends. So there.
You can also call Trasher for $9.95 a minute.
Yeah, that's not going to get you very far.
1-900.
Yeah.
It's Trasher.
It is.
Take us home, right.
I think it's 1-900-867-5309, I think is the number.
Yeah.
And on that note, and Trasher's notes, for Del Scanlon, for Bill Berg Jr., for Michael Trzynski, this is Bill Berg saying, keep your stick on the ice, and we'll see you at the rink.